This is Tim Newton with a word from the Word for you today. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Brethren, undoubtedly we are in the last days, and strange things are happening as the Bible predicted. COVID-19, faith failure, and moral failure are all the symptoms of the last days. We have looked at the devastation of the first two, and I dare say that the two of them combined cannot compare to the terrible devastation of the third one. Moral failure is the very root cause of virtually all societal maladies, ills, and woes. Moral failure is a very ugly octopus that reveals varied dimensions of ugliness. Morality, you will agree with me, friends, is at its lowest ebb today. World systems and values are collapsing into shocking new normals that frighten even the devil and its allies. It is moral failure that put nations into adopting a strange evil called comprehensive sexuality education, a system of miseducation in which children as tender as 6 and 7 are being taught to experiment with sex and sexual pleasures like pornography. In some countries, children are being handed condoms. Disturbing, wouldn't you say? It is moral failure that has led even mere teenagers to take to diabolism and ritual killing just so that they can be wealthy. It is moral failure that propels a bully of an autocrat to attack a sovereign country and preside over the killing of defenseless women and children. Moral failure simply seeks to blight the good of our existence as human beings. Now, like a calculated exterminator that it is, moral failure has now made children, teens, and young people its primary targets, knowing that if it succeeds, it deals a permanent damage to the fabrics of a society. But thank God, who has called us to preach the message of life and immortality in Christ Jesus. The Lord has empowered us to develop materials to assist families to tackle this evil. I have in the past 15 years personally been involved in helping parents become better parents through time-tested publications. But as it became clear to us that moral failure is a global phenomenon, we felt this inescapable burden on us to sound the clarion call to parents everywhere to wake up to their responsibilities. The picture of moral failure presented in many parts of Africa is very frightening. In Nigeria, for example, in 2018 National Demographic and Health Survey, it was found that over 12 million teenage girls aged between 15 and 19 get pregnant every year. The survey further shows that 1.9 million young people have HIV. The picture is perhaps grimmer in South Africa. 28.9% of teenage pregnancy in Africa occur in South Africa. It is so bad that a good number of girls are being impregnated by their teachers. And perhaps even more disturbing is that South Africa has the highest number of people living with HIV. Recently, Tanzania began allowing teenage mothers to return to school carrying their babies in tow. Perhaps the more frightening dimensions of moral failure is the fact that many young people have taken to drug abuse abusing all kinds of life-threatening and mind-bending substances. This particular dimension has been fingered as the main fuel for the rise of all kinds of cruelty and criminality amongst young people. It is the driver of those who have mindlessly embraced ritual killing to escape poverty. Giddy girls in search of good times have become their target. Young people have no qualms about kidnapping their friends and associates for this evil. Sadly, wickedness abounds in Nigeria now. What with the criminal bandits and killer headers unleashing mayhem on peaceful folks and marauding kidnappers threaten everywhere. No place is safe anymore. Parents, wake up. You can do much more to deliver your young people from the many snares of death in their way. It is time to rein in on their excesses and sound it loud and clear to them that death is lurking in the way of fools. You can at least do your best to point them in the right way, in the right direction, in these perilous times. Apostle Paul declared to his spiritual son Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. I read again. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. Glory to God. Our message to you, dear parents, is simple. Do whatever it takes to protect your children. Help them to learn and stand for what is right. And that is the only way they can escape the gathering storm. They can escape the perils that haunt in the dark places of the streets this present day. As you continue to do whatever lies in your power to guide your children aright, may God Almighty bless you and be with you and give you the wisdom to do what is right. Shalom.